Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for March 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. There's so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. It's beyond imagination. We talked last hour about a mom and a daughter who hid millions in diapers, plead guilty to Medicare fraud. David J. Neal wrote the piece, and it documents diaper conspiracy, folks. So for those of you who don't believe in conspiracy, just so you know, the court believes in conspiracy because they literally prosecuted on and got convictions relating to a fraud, a conspiracy relating to diapers. It was a Medicare fraud. And if we get rid of Medicare entirely, there won't be any Medicare fraud, folks. Just saying. All right. I don't know how to respond to this story, Kurt. But again, there's ways to solve these governmental programs that go awry. And there's another government program, in addition to Medicare, that's gone off the rails. There's plenty of them to speak of, but this is another one. What, college kids are in the news, Kurt?
Well, yeah. Now, Sam, of course, they typically, when they go to college, a whole bunch of them get these grants, in other words, this free money. And surprisingly, some are not using this money, this your hard-earned tax dollars, for, I guess you could say, standard education. Because the headline from Lisa Fickenshire is, it says, college kids are using student loans for wild spring break trips. Whoops. Yep, they say.
Well, they're getting an education,
30%,
all right.
Oh, yeah. Roughly 30% of U.S. students are going to tap into their growing pile of college debt.
Growing pile.
What for, they say, to pay for their week-long frolic.
Kurt, I want to know what's wrong with that.
Well, isn't it nice? Now, they say college debt, but my problem is they're really not telling the truth because many of them don't just have loans. They get, you know, what's called free money, you know, these grants, these Pell grants and all these different things. But, Sam, just so that you'll, to cheer you up, they say the average college student graduates with $28,000 in loans. At least according to what we've heard, people used to not graduate with loans, graduate with debt. They could actually work and, pay for college as they go. Kind of a Dave Ramsey kind of plan, you know, Sam?
Yeah, but it's a self-feeding scenario, Kurt, that's just dangerous. For all kinds of reasons. Number one, they say the problem with these parties, Kurt. They say it's like putting spring break on a credit card. But this one is subsidized by the taxpayer. Yeah. Now, Kurt, I bet you can come up with a way that we can quit subsidizing that.
I think we could. It would be just done in a heartbeat, and there'd be no more partying on the taxpayer's dime, you know, Sam?
Yeah, if you want to, work your way through college.
Do it on your own dime.
But again, what you have is you have this kind of moral hazard scenario, Kurt. When you have too much money running around in the diaper funds of Medicaid and too much money running around in the loans for college plan and the grants and free money for college, anything else, it's, people are going to abuse. They don't take it seriously. They take it for granted. They ignore what's reality because, easy come, easy go kind of an idea. And it's like, hey, when am I going to ever have in my life a chance just to have free money and party? And kids are like, never. So let's just make the most of it. And I'm not justifying their behavior, but I am saying that's reality. Whenever you create a moral hazard, it goes wrong, Kurt. And the only answer to solve it is to shut down that government loan program. College kids are using student loans for wild spring break trips. It's like putting spring break on a credit card subsidized by the taxpayers. The only way to shut that down is to have the taxpayers not be on the hook for that. No wonder I struggle to support my own family. No wonder my wife has to help become provider. Right? All right, there you have it. But a good mother tried to stand up, Kurt, for what she believes in, and not so fast.
Yeah, good point.
Facebook shut her down, Kurt.
Well, you know how they're pretty much, they just let you say whatever you want to say on Facebook, Sam, but not really, Sam, because the headline.
Well, if you want to kill babies or, you know, have unprotected illicit sex, and then, buddy, I mean, to stop it would be a criminal offense.
And according to this publication called the Christian Post, Samuel Smith is the author. Facebook suspends Christian homeschool mom's account over posts citing Bible on homosexuality. Yep, this Christian mother, she's accused now. She's accusing the social media giant, Facebook. Maybe she's David in their Facebook, their giant, you know, their Goliath. She's accusing them of censorship after her account was suspended over posts on what the Bible says about homosexuality and sin. The lady's name is Elizabeth Johnson, and she happens to be a mom of 10 and a homeschooling mom. Whoa. She runs what's called...
She's almost as bad as your average white male, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. She runs the popular conservative blog, The Activist Mommy. Sounds pretty good, I suppose. Anyway, she says that Facebook suspended her account because she wrote about how Leviticus condemns homosexuality as, quote, detestable, end quote, and an abomination. Yeah.
I thought we got rid of an abomination, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, the bottom line is, I guess she had some people that didn't like what she said, so they commented underneath one of her videos, and they were commenting under the thread and said something about how the Old Testament prohibits the eating of pork, and she says this is one of the homosexuals' favorite arguments to make. I responded with just scriptural commentary, and this is what she said, and that is considered hate speech by Facebook. She said it was just very intellectual, and it was just a commentary on what the Bible says. There was no name-calling or anything like that.
Well, her now they're calling her a racist, though, Kurt, because she actually got some photos to try to demonstrate her point, too. As far as I understand, she put on like a sombrero. Like a Mexican hat, right? Yeah. And she said, does this make me a Mexican? So see, she's a racist too. What she's really trying to say is just, how do you demonstrate, you know, the truth? And she then goes in and talks about gender and, you know, just because you want to call yourself a woman or change your birth certificate or anything else, it doesn't make you any more a woman if you're a man and vice versa. And, you know, she tries to lay out very cogent arguments based on traditional values, Kurt.
Yeah, in fact, this was a different lady, but it's in the same article. Christy Barrett, she's down there of Lakewood, Washington.
So you got
Lakewood,
two racist
Washington.
Christian extreme white women running around.
And this lady dressed up in these series of outfits to prove her point. This was back in the whole transgender bathroom thing, Sam. And she said she was going to prove her point that no matter what clothes somebody puts on, they're still the same biological sex they were when they were born. And so she's got the first one. She's dressed up in a sombrero, like you said, and she's holding a corona and a sign that reads, "Does this make me a Mexican?" And then she's got it one where she's dressed up like a pirate with a sign that reads, "Does this make me a pirate?" And a third that shows her wearing a Russell Wilson Seattle Seahawks jersey and says, "Does this make me Russell Wilson?" And the last one is a fourth photo. This is what really ticked him off. Features a dress, purse, and high heel shoes laid out next to a sign that asks, "Then how can this make a man into a woman?" She wrote, "A man in women's clothes does not make him a woman. Men should not get to be in our bathrooms or lockers." Wow. Jeez.
Anyway,
really
the bottom line is Facebook suspended this lady, but I got another take on this story that nobody else is going to talk about, Kurt, that I got to bring up. We'll do it in seconds. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt. So I mentioned that I want to talk about an aspect of this story that I don't think is talked about enough, Kurt. We're talking about this story. Facebook suspends Christian homeschooling mom's account over posts citing Bible on homosexuality. Samuel Smith writes the article. The Christian Post is the organization that put this piece out, and good for the Christian Post, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem that I have, Kurt. You know, whenever I talk about the new media taking center stage, everybody's like, you know what? That's awesome, Sam. Good work. You know what? Awesome. That's right. And then it's just dead silence after that. In other words, as long as you're doing all the work, Sam, great. And if I say, yeah, you know, we're doing incredible, we could use a sponsor, they're like, oh, man, how much money will I get back? What return will I get on my investment, Sam? Can you break down ROI for me? And I'm like, what? You know, you're going to get all kinds of return, and I can, well, Sam, what are your numbers? How many people are listening to you? And I have to go into this discussion about nobody knows how many people are listening to anybody. They all just make up lies and we believe it. And yeah, I know, Sam, but how many people are listening? Well, as I was saying, you know, you really can't know. There's no factual data about, I know, Sam, but how many people are listening? I mean, do you have any idea? Can you guess? Well, sure, I can lie. I can guess. I can just randomly tell you something if you want me to make you feel good, like everybody else does. Or I can tell you the truth and we have no idea. But I was one of the top 250 talkers in the nation, and I can go on and on and on. Anyway, at the end of the day, it comes down to they don't have any time or money to put into anything, Kurt. And we see this time and time and time again with the Christians and the conservatives and with the constitutionalists and with the right wing or the whatever term you want to use for any of our people. Okay? So you got a bunch of Christians going on Facebook. Facebook is a liberal institution. YouTube is a liberal institution backed by the CIA and government money and everything else. And these organizations get created, they become huge, and Christians just use them. And then when Christians get shut down, Kurt, they're kind of mad. They're like, oh, man, I don't know why you'd shut me down. I'll tell you why, because they're anti-Christian liberal groups, and they hate you. That's why. It's pretty easy to understand. They don't like your content. They don't like what you believe in. They don't like what you do. Their goal is to destroy the country. Their goal is to manipulate the narrative so as to promote everything evil. Everything against God. Their real goal is to attack God and take God down, thinking that somehow man can be above God. Now, that's a classic lie. We know that, but that's what they're doing. And there are some people that are intentionally doing this. There are other people that are pawns in the mix. Nevertheless, it's happening. And so I might come back and say, well, I want to start a Christian Facebook. And everybody would be like, ha, great job, Sam. That's awesome. We got to have that. Yeah, you're right. And then we get that good old silence going on again, wouldn't we, Kurt? And nothing would happen, and then it couldn't get done, and I could never raise a penny for my cause. So the reason that everybody's getting shut down on Facebook, and the reason that Alex Jones and Mike Adams and others are shut down, is because Google, backed by the CIA, is the ad revenue stream they're using to fund their operations, Kurt. And until good moral Americans decide to invest in something for a change, it's not going to change, Kurt. I'd be thrown off the air literally over and over and over if I didn't own Liberty News Radio and own Liberty Roundtable Live. Okay, it's that simple. Because the commentary that we take on is too bold, too direct, too in your face, too whatever you want to say. News the networks refuse to use-ish, if you will. To the point where, you know what? They'd shut me down in a second. But I don't depend on them for ad revenue. I don't depend on their networks. I don't depend on Facebook. I don't depend on YouTube. And people would say, Sam, your show could grow immensely if you would. That's right. It could grow immensely, and they can make me and they can break me. That's right. Now you're getting it. And so, you know what? I understand that Alex Jones and those guys are doing their best, and I'm not downing anybody. I understand that Mike Adams is doing his best. I'm not downing those guys. I'm just saying they're depending on the mainstream press that hates them for their revenue streams. Okay, same thing with this lady. She had, what, 76,000 followers, Kurt, on Facebook? And now they shut her down.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now she's mad about it. And I, you know what? What do they expect to happen, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
What do they expect to happen? But see, if I were to try to start, I mean, a network or this and that, unless I fund it myself, Kurt, it wouldn't be around.
Good point.
Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but nobody will put their money where their mouth is. Even our own friends on the same side of the aisle, Kurt, won't participate. We've got radio stations that we talk to all day long to carry our program, and they're like, we can't carry your show. We're like, why? Well, you don't have a name, Sam. You're not important. You're nobody. Okay. If I got on Facebook and then I got like really big and then got shut down, would I have a better name, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Would that really help the cause? It might temporarily. I just find it fascinating. Fascinating of what goes on. And so the real reason that we're in trouble on this, Kurt, the real reason that we can't gain ground, the real reason this poor lady's shut down is because we don't have stand-up people to help her.
Yep.
Everybody will be like, oh, I'm so sorry you got shut down. That's horrible. Hey, do you know when the Seahawks are playing, Kurt? By the way, my kid's going on spring break next week with taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. I mean, if you can't even say real men provide, real women appreciate it. If you can't say that the Bible calls homosexuality evil, where are we going to go? And the only answer, Kurt, the only answer is for Christians and conservatives and constitutionalists in America to decide that we're going to create our own institutions. Okay? You're not going to shut down this lady at her home school talking about immorality. Right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to shut her down. Now, they may eventually get there if we lose enough freedom.
Good point.
But so far, she's free with her own institution to do what she wants. We're free to do what we want to on Liberty News Radio. Why? Because I own it. That's why. Is it small? Yeah. Compared to the big boys, it's small. Do we matter? Some would say no. We're just preaching to the choir. Some would shut us down before we ever get started with our negativity. I had somebody email me just the other day. They're like, I don't know why you're promoting Will Griggs news features in the bottom of somebody else's radio program. Why would you do that? They don't even agree on Donald Trump. And I'm like, well, I don't know if you know, but I own the syndicate that syndicates James, and I also own the Liberty News Daily. I'm the founder of Liberty News Daily. I'm into both, and I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not against Trump, but I'm not for Trump. I'm just willing to report the truth however it goes. But see, they're ready to shut down the news network because Will Grigg doesn't agree with the host. Or do you shut down the host because they don't agree with Will Grigg? Or do you say they both have a seat at the table? See, because I fund it, and thank heavens, I don't mean to dismiss the people that are helping me fund it. There's a few, and I'm grateful for them. But I'm saying, by and large, we've got this problem. What if the lady laughed that was a homeschooler that kicked off Facebook and she went, that's delightful. I'm just going to now crank my 76,000 followers up on Christian Facebook or whatever you want to call it, the equivalent, on whatever organization. But she doesn't have that opportunity, Kurt, because Christians are flat out not even engaged. There's a vacuum. And guess who filled it? The haters of everything we hold dear, Kurt. Anyway, enough of that, but I got to break that down when we see it. I got to bring those things up when we see them. And there are answers. The new media taking center stage is the only answer. Good, honest Americans putting their money where their mouth is. But I can't raise a couple of $1,000 hardly if my life depends on it. All right, there's a Michigan Republican that's, I guess, in tears, Kurt. I thought it was his day to partay with the Donald in office, Kurt.
Well, what happened? This guy's name is Justin Amash.
And by the way, we like him a lot.
Yes,
he does a good job.
He's bragged for a long time about his pristine voting record since he took office back in 2011, but his streak came to an end. Yeah, and I guess some folks say he was crying, others say no, but I guess he had 4,289 votes and he missed one, so he's going to have to start over. Somebody else is ahead of him at 4,294. But
who, by the way, took the opportunity to mock and rub salt into the wound, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right, quick pause. Details in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Some conservatives are puzzled and angered by President Trump's reported consideration of Ann Patterson to serve as Undersecretary of Defense. Patterson's record as U.S. Ambassador to Egypt under the Obama administration prompted the Conservative Review to designate her as the female version of John Kerry after she fully embraced the policies of President Obama that aligned with radical Islamic actors. In 2012, Patterson lobbied for closer ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group that seeks to impose a global Islamic caliphate, recalled the Conservative Review. She went as far as to meet with Muhammad Badi, the supreme guide of the Brotherhood. Badi has called for the destruction of the United States and Israel, and has described the U.S. as an infidel nation that is heading towards its demise. Patterson's antics outraged the Egyptian people, who were planning to take to the streets in protest of the authoritarian Muslim regime that had just seized power, continued the publication. Some marched in the streets with signs declaring her and President Obama supporters of terrorism in Egypt. As Assistant Secretary of State under Obama, Patterson also covered for the Palestinian Authority's salaries for terrorists, despite the evidence and reports proving the funds were flowing to radical jihadists. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting talk radio. So anyway, I don't mean to be so negative about this, Kurt, but I'm telling you, the people just don't put their money where their mouth is. Really, we can't get the conservatives together to save our lives if we tried, buddy. We'd starve to death if we had to work together.
Well, one of the things that they do, at least that I've seen, is they typically want to work on their own project, and you got to certainly say that we're guilty of that. I mean, we've been invited I'm just talking about, you know.
Hold on. We help as many people as we can with our capacity.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, if you asked them and you said, hey, like, for example, there's one organization that has a magazine, and they would like us to subscribe to this magazine, you know, and we've been, you know, invited. And so typically we invite them to be on the radio with us. We're thinking that, hey, it's much more valuable than just a magazine subscription. But, you know, I don't know that they see it that way. And it's the same with, you know, different things. But
I would invest, you know, in their magazine if, one, I had money, and two, more importantly, if I could read it, Kurt.
Right, and if you thought it was valuable.
I think it's valuable. I think it's plenty valuable.
But online, you know, is where you want to get your info. But
only,
you know,
because
the
only way
is,
that I can get it, right?
Yeah. But, you know, like...
I just want to make sure people understand. It's not like I'm just have this personal, you know, preference that's standing in the way or something. That's not the truth at all. And by the way, we do promote that organization quite often.
Yes, we do.
To the best of our ability, in spite of it all.
And yet, you know, it seems like, at least I think, you know, what happens a lot, Sam, is people just think that the thing they're working on is the only important thing. And, you know, in many cases, I'm grateful for their efforts to do what they do. We just feel like it'd be nice to kind of team up on some of these things.
Well, and I'm not really here to criticize everybody, but what I'm telling you is, though, you know, we've got to point out the fact that this poor lady, this Christian lady that lost her Facebook account, does she have it back now, by the way?
I think so. You know, although the one interesting part to the story for me was that, you know, I guess what happens is if somebody accuses you of having nudity in your story, and this wasn't the homeschool mom, it was the other lady, you know, that was dressing up like a Mexican or a pirate. Some people were trying to remove the post, so they claimed
they lied, they created fake news and said that it was nudity.
And then, you know, they took it off when there was no nudity in there at all.
Well, if you really want to leave the post up, you got to have nudity, Kurt.
Yeah, she said, this is how the leftist haters function. Only they have free speech. Yeah, well,
but see, no offense, but this
lady... It's not real free speech, though. They're paying for their way.
Yeah, this lady and a bunch of other people, though, need to think about that, though. Why don't we start our own institutions, Kurt?
Yeah, well, that's the only way to make sure you get your piece of the airwaves, I guess you say.
Well, that's how we've done it. As small as we are, we could be 10 times bigger if we could join up with other people. But Liberty Roundtable, the whole purpose of it is to bring all kinds of like-minded organizations to the table. That's for our show alone. But when you look at Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio together, Kurt, and Liberty News Daily, we team up with a lot of people to the best of our ability. And if I had more energy and more dollars and more ability, I could reach out and team up with more people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how do we do more, Kurt? You know?
Yeah, good point.
But I don't want people to think we're not reaching out. We bring you this story about this homeschool Christian mom in an effort to reach out and tell you her story. And, I mean, you can go see her Facebook page and sign up for it and learn about it and support homeschooling and support this mother and support her blog. And, you know, anyway, while that's happening, though, we're supposed to worry about Justin Amash in tears because he missed a vote, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't that worried about it. I just thought it was an interesting story. You know, I didn't know that he had had that many in a row, and then the other guy was only like five ahead of him. Arkansas representative Steve Womack.
Yeah, it's kind of like they got a double triple. You know, it's a good sporting kind of event. Yeah. You just keep an eye on that, and you think, oh, man, a mash got a hose. They gave him a tee, and he missed. What he was trying to do is hang out with the Liberal News Service and talk to those folks, and he missed his vote, right, Kurt?
Uh-huh.
Yep, isn't that what happened?
That's right. Well, yeah, he was, you know, just busy.
Yeah. In fact, talking to the liberal reporters.
About the Obamacare replacement bill.
He doesn't have any time to come on Liberty News Radio because he's just too busy, Kurt. Right? Why don't you try and get a hold of old Justin and see if he'll come on the radio with us and talk about it?
Oh, yeah, I've got his cell phone on speed dial probably.
Yeah, you and Donald.
Quick. Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, I just find it fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that one guy, the Steve Womack or whatever from Arkansas, rubbed some salt in the wounds that I'm ahead now, and there you have it.
Yeah.
No personal hardships have kept me from representing them. So there you have it. I mean, anyway. And I get that it's kind of sad he missed a vote if it's his goal to represent people and vote and be there all the time. And, you know, I commend his tenacity, and I really support most of the votes that Amash commits or whatever you want to say. Good for him. He does a good job in many cases. But I'm just saying, I look at this and say, really? Is it valuable to be there for every single vote, Kurt? And do the Republicans and Democrats at the helm, in this case, the Republicans, they're the one that are driving the train right now. Do they really try to make it to where you can be at every vote, or are they trying to make it impossible for you to be at every vote? See, you got your own insider Republicans selling you down the river, Justin. And so I kind of want to point that out, too, that I think they're not making it easy for him to be at the votes, Kurt. They don't want him there. They'd love to have votes go on without Justin.
Good point.
And I guess Trump, he's been getting a gazillion warnings from, you know, hey, they're going to assassinate you, to who knows what all along the way. He's been getting warnings and input from so many people, it's beyond imagination. But there's another one, Kurt, kind of critical this time.
Yes, Sam, that's right. You know, and he gets this urgent warning. Alicia Powell writes this piece from WorldNet Daily, quote, clean house at IRS as quickly as possible, end quote. And this, by the way, you know, deep down in the story, our buddies there at Judicial Watch still doing their thing. They say that Washington-based government watchdog, and that, by the way, is Judicial Watch. You can find it way down in the story. They're warning President Trump to clean out the clean house at the IRS, or they say, better yet, eliminate the corrupt agency altogether. The IRS admitted to a federal court that it has identified nearly 7,000 documents that contain information concerning how the agency targeted tax-exempt applications of conservative political organizations. And Mr. John Koskinen, he's the commissioner there, or we might call him the commissar, has insisted since the scandal broke in 2013 that the agency had cooperated completely in the investigation of its targeting of conservative groups. Now, guess what? They did what they call the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And the IRS revealed they had almost 7,000 more documents related to their targeting of Tea Party conservatives during the Obama administration. The Judicial Watch boys filed this suit, and they did it way back in 2015. Here it is, 2017, getting the quick response. Despite court orders forcing officials to admit the existence of the records, the IRS refuses to say when it will release the documents to the public. They're getting right around to it, I'm sure. Tom Fitton there, president of Judicial Watch, he described the revelation as a significant breakthrough. This is what he had to say. The corruption at the IRS is astounding. Our attorneys knew that there were more records to be searched, but the Obama IRS ignored this issue for years. President Donald Trump needs to clean house at the IRS as quickly as possible, end quote. I guess Mr. Fitton, there, president of Judicial Watch, said Trump should go a step further and completely eliminate the IRS altogether.
And he said, that's a wonderful idea. It's been advocated for literally a long time, nigh unto 100 years or whatever. And I completely agree, Kurt. But do you think there's going to be any real moving of the needle on this?
Well, if the Judicial Watch boys have anything to do with it, they would. He went on to say, he told WorldNet Daily, he said,
and by the way, this is another example, though. We're now backing the Judicial Watch people, doing everything we can to help them.
Yeah.
See, we help
putting
as many people as we can, Kurt.
That's right. Putting lipstick on a pig is still a pig, he told WorldNet Daily. Yeah.
He's right about that fact. I don't think Donald will have
it's
the
just
guts
a pig
to do
with
anything
lipstick.
About it, Kurt.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump gets warning. Urgent warning. Clean house at the IRS. As quickly as possible. WND.com writes the piece. Talking about Judicial Watch, and everybody's basically saying we got to get rid of the IRS now. It'd be great to shut them down, and you got a clean house there. But really, the best thing to do is abolish the IRS entirely. No doubt we agree with that. The bottom line is there's a gigantic conspiracy to attack all things conservative, folks. They're attacking Roger Stone. They're attacking us. They've done so relentlessly. They've attacked Alex Jones, Mike Adams. The list goes on. They're attacking Donald, really. Pat Buchanan wrote an incredible article about that as well. Roger Stone decided to jump in with us for the last 15 minutes, though. Welcome back, my friend.
Glad to be here. You know, I'm in here the bunker fighting this ridiculous charge that I had a meaningful or in any other way serious exchange with someone who is alleged to be a Russian hacker. Of course, it's all ex post facto. This all happens after the hacking in which I'm alleged to have colluded with them on. And this is my only casual communications. I have posted, screenshot and released the whole thing on Tuesday. It's banal. It's benign. Certainly doesn't constitute collusion. And beyond that, to collude, since this was all after the hacking and publication of documents by WikiLeaks, in which this hacker, whose name, by the way, is Grucifer 2.0, was involved. So it's not only innocent, it's irrelevant. Doesn't tie to me. And I was even unaware of the allegations that he was a Russian asset at the time that we had this. It had been published.
Well, let me tell you what they do, Roger, and you're as aware of this as anybody, but I'm bringing this up for our listeners' benefit. Oftentimes, they let these things occur, and then they take advantage of them in a very dishonest way. I'll give you an example. Our good buddy Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, well-known constitutional sheriff, beat Bill Clinton over the Brady Bill at the Supreme Court, etc. Yes. Well, anyway, he took, as you know, very popular people, me, you, Richard Mack, others, take pictures with all kinds of people, right? I mean, we just randomly, if we're in a crowd for a book tour, whatever we're doing, a speaking tour, somebody says, hey, can I get a picture? You're like, sure, and you smile and take a picture with somebody because they're kind of a fan. And well, Richard did that. Well, anyway, it turns out that guy that intentionally got a picture with Richard Mack was the guy that went and murdered some people, some cops in Las Vegas, okay? Well, Richard doesn't know the guy from Adam, but what the Southern Poverty Law Center did is they took that picture and they posted that as if Richard was great friends with this guy.
Yeah, no, that's
it's just crazy.
That kind of smear. In this particular case, this is all part and parcel of an effort to destabilize the president. They're saving a lot of their vituperation for me, but they come up with two and two, and they get six. Also, they say, oh, he knew that, Podesta himself says that I knew that his email would be hacked. No, I didn't. My prediction that his time in the barrel, meaning under intense scrutiny, would come, and I was speaking specifically to a long-form piece that I published on October 13th about the Russian mob money laundering John Podesta and the Clinton Foundation.
Really what you've got is the Clintons are trying to take...
So, I mean, it's projection. They don't want to admit that they ran a terrible candidate, a terrible campaign with no ideas, and that people wanted something new, and that Donald Trump was authentic and genuine and patriotic and determined to turn the country around.
Are the Clintons going to get away with this? Is Barack Hussein going to get away with this? We understand that he's still back in Washington, kind of running counterinsurgent operations right now.
No,
right?
I really honestly believe the President of the United States was under surveillance. I think he was under surveillance the same time I was under this FISA court order. I don't know what the term of that surveillance was. Perhaps this very radio show is being recorded. It's hard to say, but I will say that the stories attacking me and the smoking gun. See, this is an orchestrated hit. The instant the smoking gun has their phony report out, a left-wing fake news website, then immediately Raw Story has a version up, GQ has it up, MSNBC has it up. The Washington Times, to their credit, updated their story upon more information. These contacts are innocent. They're not inconsistent with what I said previously, because I had never heard the charge that Grucifer 2 was a Russian agent prior to now. But even if I had, the exchange is innocuous. Case closed.
But that's not going
to... So I would need both a crystal ball and a time machine to have been responsible for the hacks.
So is Trump going to be able to do something to ferret this out and get to the bottom of this, you think?
Well, that's where I was going. I mean, I think you're going to ultimately, I think a congressional hearing is going to be a circus. It's going to be highly politicized. John McCain is saying he wants Roger Stone to testify before the full Senate. I am there. I am so there.
Yeah, you don't need to ask more than once. Let's go, right?
You know, because this is really, it has a, you know, it's a, puts a lot of pressure on my family. I'm not going to tell you it does not help sell my book, The Making of the President 2016, because I cover the Russia question. I mean, everything that's playing out in the news today is already in this book, by and large, regarding this whole Russian meme and how it got going. But this is a... They basically take a Clinton campaign, press release, talking points, and they turn it into a rumor. And the rumor is what gets an investigation going. So this again is a scandal without any foundation. They don't have any proof. And at the very time that the public gets the first idea that they have the Republican candidate for president of the United States under surveillance, their rationale for having him under surveillance is collapsing before your very eyes. They don't have anything. The House Intelligence Committee says that he has been seen no meaningful contacts between Trump aides and the Russians.
The bottom line, though, is the media and whoever's pulling the strings here, some say it's Barack, I say it's others. Barack's certainly involved, but the reality is the mainstream press is just all in bed with this. This is orchestrated. All we got to do is connect those dots, right?
Yes. This is a campaign. And then, you know, by the end of it, CNN jumps on. I agreed to speak to them because everybody sees the headline. The headline is, Trump friend and advisor admits contact with Russian hacker. There's the headline. Admits, I kind of pretty much announced it. It's not like anybody beat it out of me. And I was quick, and I released the material for all to see. This is the only time I had any contact with this fellow. This is a Twitter. Let's not get carried away. It's a Twitter exchange. It's all catched. It's all there. It's benign. It's back and forth about his experience of being banned at Twitter. He had got in because he had recently been reinstated.
Where do we go from here? They've been trying to take down Alex Jones, Mike Adams. They've been trying to take us down too, Roger. They've got they're hell bent to destroy all of us.
Well, they just took Drudge off of Facebook. That's stunning. Matt Drudge is the king of them all. I mean, Matt Drudge is a daily Bible for anybody who wants to see what's really happening in the world and doesn't want to buy the Eastern liberal left wing in the tank, two-party duopoly, multinational corporate media.
Fake news propaganda.
Fake news, twist the news to suit their narrative.
Wow, there's going to be a showdown on the internet. The problem is the CIA has created some big players that are going to be hard, difficult foes.
Well, you know, in the meantime, I'm just trying to get the making of the president 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated an American Revolution, onto the New York Times bestseller list. It's very curious because Publishers Weekly, which does a different analysis, has it 17th in their bestseller list, which would be very good for a political book. And I know on the New York Times that where they have 15 slots on their register, that the books in positions 14 and 15 have lower Nielsen book scan numbers than I do. Yet another analysis, which is pretty respected in the industry, is considered 80% of your market, meaning it's kind of mathematically not possible for me to be on the Times list, but I'm still chipping away at it. So buy your book now and sign it to anybody who has a book and sees me across America will get a signature.
We need to strategize of how we're going to set up our own institutions outside of the liberal ones that are trying to control things, Roger.
No, there's no question, but that just means expanding the technology.
Godspeed, my brother. Keep in touch. The truth shall set you free. There he goes, Roger Stone. You know, the problem is they have this dishonest press narrative. And it doesn't matter the truth. You can't lay it out for them in a way that's cogent. Most Americans don't have enough attention span. They just read the headlines from the liberal rags, and there you go. But ladies and gentlemen, the new media is starting to take center stage, and the American people realize they've been suckered. And it's only a matter of time where the gatekeepers will become sidelined as the new media absolutely takes center stage. Donald Trump being president is certainly part of that. And hopefully, as we stand for the truth, Americans will join us in droves and the mainstream press will be sidelined sooner rather than later. We declare this nation shall endure.